have your say. 1300 872 911. Macca's Talking Cairns. Classic hits. 846 4CA.
Now, we're talking earlier on about opportunities out there on the reef boats. If you'd like to go and get trained up, there'll be some wonderful opportunities coming our way in far north Queensland. Now, here's another opportunity for you. This might be out of left field. Don't discount it. You might be able to become a commercial pilot. What's happened? Well, because of the pandemic, a whole lot of people either were fundamentally given their instructions to, well, fundamentally accept the opportunity to retire, I would imagine, redundancies, either made redundant or embracing a redundancy and moving on, in some cases, to another career or, in fact, retiring. What does that mean? Vacancies. And the discussion I heard yesterday suggested there's so much demand internationally that lots of pilots that might have been fundamentally on domestic routes will be going to those opportunities. That will leave all sorts of opportunities in regional Australia. And one of those opportunities might be coming your way. It says here in the Cairns Post, a looming pilot shortage as post-COVID travel gets carriers back in the air is the motivation behind a new training scheme. A new training scheme to launch young aviators into the cockpit. Three big players in the Queensland aviation sector have teamed up to provide new pilot pathways, beginning with basic theory training and leading all the way to becoming a captain with a major regional airline, SkyTrans Airlines, CQ University and Townsville Flight Training, will announce the collaboration to deliver the scheme Saturday. Now, SkyTrans Airlines Chief, this is as Alan Milne said, a pilot cohort made redundant, there it is, by international travel restrictions, was expected to present a real challenge for the industry as offshore flights resumed. They're going to train up pilots, and this could be just a dream come true for some people listening. Or mums and dads, if you've got a son or daughter that you've heard from time to time think, oh, I'd love to be a pilot, please listen closely. Alan Milne's on the line, Chief Executive, SkyTrans. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, John.
This could be a dream come true for some young listeners or parents of young listeners.
Mate, that's exactly what we're hoping. Actually, there's no time like the present to pursue that flying dream, I reckon.
Now, how much demand is out there due to the pandemic?
So the pilot shortage is here already. As you mentioned, that sort of cohort around my age, I guess, you know, 55 and above, have all taken, a majority of them have taken an early retirement. The 747 captains for Qantas, the A380 captains, et cetera, et cetera. So those guys and girls are lost to the industry. They won't come back. Then there's the other cohort that's that sort of middle age who have been either stood down on leave without pay or made redundant. You know, so they're off looking at, you know, finding other careers, and they possibly won't come back as well. So we're going to see ourselves in a shortage before we know it. And, you know, this scheme is an attempt to try to rectify that.
Isn't that bizarre, the middle-aged ones? You'd think they would enjoy their job so much. I mean, people dream about being an airline pilot, let alone captain. And you're saying even those in their, you know, late 40s and 50s might have wandered off and pursued other matters.
Yeah, well, I use a real-life example. My son is 28, and he was a Qantas pilot. He was stood down. He actually took a five-year leave without pay arrangement with Qantas, and that's... That guaranteed him a job at the end of 5 years, but he started down the path of an IT degree, always been interested in IT. So, you know, he was actually the exception. Qantas moved some aeroplanes around and he got recalled, so he's flying again. But a lot of his cohort are off in new careers, you know, setting up their own businesses, you know, and it's going to need to be a big pull to get them back, I think.
Yeah. Now, I've just been saying to the people listening about the opportunities going out to the reef with, Perry, whatever reef boat, there's lots of opportunities coming up. You're saying the same with airline pilots. Now, how would they go about getting involved in what you're launching from Saturday?
So, this was last Saturday. We had an open day down
Saturday.
No problems at Townsville Flight Training there. SkyTrans was pleased to take one of our Dash 8 aircraft down there with one of our captains, Josie. And she shared her experiences with SkyTrans. She started as one of our check-in agents at Brisbane and went through her pilot training, built her hours up, flew with us up on Horn Island on our single-engine Cessna caravans, then transitioned to become a first officer on the Dash 8, and then he got a command about 3 or 4 months ago as a captain with SkyTran.
This is wonderful. So she was a check-in agent in Brisbane. Now she's a captain of a plane. This is wonderful news.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it just shows you what the passion for this industry can deliver.
Wow.
You know, and that's exactly what we're trying to promote. You know, SkyTrans wants to promote that sort of passion, and those sort of people are exactly who belong in the SkyTrans family.
Well. Now, what would they do from today onwards? What would they need to do to be part of this opportunity?
So there's a couple of options here, and you can contact first up either Townsville Flight Training or CQ University as well. There's multiple pathways that you can go down here, including either ending up with a degree out of CQ or going straight into the pilot training with Townsville. There's lots and lots of options there of how and where to do it, but I think that would be the first point of contact, Townsville Flight Training or CQ University Aviation School.
This is a great story, just a terrific story. Alan, we'll stay in touch if that's all right with you.
Absolutely, John. Always. Absolutely.
As an opportunity, this is just too good to miss, I'm sure, for lots of young people. Chief Executive of SkyTrans is Alan Milne. It's 5 to 11.